Noel, Tipperary have made a serious impact this year on maybe the championship.
Yeah, I suppose after last year, I suppose we bounced back the way we have this year. It's nice to be involved at this late stage of the championship, and I suppose there's a lot of work gone in over the year, like from all the players and from the management as well. Like, so it's nice to be still here and still stand and have a chance on the big day.
Was it like, what was it, the early summer holidays last year, maybe that give you that kick up the arse this year?
I suppose it does a bit, like, but I think this year was very new, like with new management, a lot of new players coming in as well, so that just created a new energy as well. Like, we were obviously disappointed last year and we'd rather things to work out a bit differently, but that's part and parcel of sport, and I suppose it's just how you come back from it, and thankfully that we have bounced back this year and we're still there with a chance.
It must be a serious sense of pride, though, the last day having that win against Wexford. Do you think it's going to go down as one of maybe her historic win for Tip?
Looking back in a few years, maybe it will. I suppose right now we're just happy that we got out of there with a win and got through, like, to the final. Because I suppose with 15 or 20 minutes to go, things weren't looking good for us, and we had to dig deep and find something inside of us to come out and get the results. So, look, we're happy to be where we are. Maybe we'll look back in a few years' time and say that it was one of the best ones, or maybe it wasn't, but at the moment we'll hopefully get another good one the next day.
You've been showing some serious gut and character. I mean, like, where has that come from?
I suppose I think, to be honest, there was a lot of it always there with Tip, and people might have just said because we might have lost a game or two here or there that it wasn't there, but I think it was showing the last that we have it in us, and thankfully it came out and we got on the right side of the results. So look, it's part of sport, like you have to dig deep at times and you have to battle hard, and that was another example where we had to.
The bench is getting stronger and that youth is shining through. Does it kind of give you a bit of worry that jersey might be taken off you?
Ah, geez, it always does. Like, there's 40 lads on the panel there. Like, so every day you go train, you have to be at your best to try and get the jersey in the first place, and when you get it, to try and hold on to it, because, like as I said, a lot of the under-21s came in from last year, brought in great energy, brought in great lot of skill that they had, and, like, they're going to be pushing hard. They have been pushing hard all year, and hopefully now over the next few weeks everyone will keep pushing again.
What's it like knowing that maybe you could have a third All-Ireland medal in 2 weeks' time? Do you ever feel like, I know you sit at home and you hope that you have one, but what's it like thinking that it could be yours?
Look, I suppose it's why you train and play, is to be as successful as you can, and both us and Kilkenny will be looking for the exact same thing, like when it comes to Croke Park. Like, so look, it's you don't really think about things like that. I suppose it's in years to come when you look back is probably when you say what you have won or what you haven't won. Like, but right now there's only one that counts, and that's 2019, and that's the one that we're all looking for.
You have a good rivalry with Kilkenny, but it's not a bad one. Like, it's a good one that you have that with.
Yeah, I think there's a serious rivalry there, but I think there's a massive respect between both teams as well. Like, both teams bring the best out of each other. Both teams go at it as hard as they can, you know, and just, I suppose, trying to get the win. Like, and but as I said, the respect between both players, both sets of players and groups of players is massive there as well, and we're all trying to do the same thing, and that's what sport is about. Like, between the white lines you try and do the best for your county, and that's what we'll be all doing.
You've had some serious ups and downs over the last few years and all, but it must be nice to be able to get back to that level of the level that you're at now, that athletic. You know, it's gone professional at this stage, but it's nice to see you back, and you must have that sense of pride getting back from something like you were going through.
Ah, it is, like, it's nice to be back, like, and any day you get to go out on the pitch and play is a good day, like, and it's one that you'll enjoy, and I suppose being part of a Tip team that's looking forward to not earned, it's great to be part of it, and for me I wouldn't like to be anywhere else for the next few weeks now, and it's something that everybody wants to be part of, and I'm lucky enough to be able to.
What's the McGrath household like now with three of you? three of you going?
Look, I suppose it'd be fairly relaxed, like, there's not much, I suppose, we won't be jumping up and down for joy or anything like that. We're three fairly relaxed lads, but look, we're no different to anyone else. Like, we're just, I suppose it's just a bit unique that there's three of us from the same house, but when we go into training or when you go out on the pitch, like, you're just a team of players, and you do what's best for the whole team and for the whole group, and we'll be doing as much as we can coming from Loughmore to try and win for Tipperary.
Do you talk about it at home at all, or you just leave hurling on the field and come home from training, that's it?
to be honest, we don't really talk too much about maybe the odd time bits and pieces here, but like
John ever be like, you should have done that, and
well, I think after the last day he might have to be put back in his box. But no, look, these it's part of it. Like you do a lot in a training, like both on and off the field, and if there is things at home that you might want to talk about, or if with any players, like, you'll talk about it away from training as well. But look, I suppose it is a bit different that there is three of us involved, but at the same time the three of us have to do what everyone else is doing and put in all the same work.
Yeah, you're all so laid back, the three of you. What is that, a McGrath thing, or is it just
I don't know, I suppose it's just, it's something that we've always been. I suppose it depends who you talk to, maybe what kind of characters we are, but the three of us will be fairly relaxed and fairly calm about it, and I suppose just looking forward to it and happy to be part of it. As I said, like, it's an opportunity that everybody on the panel has been given to be part of this, and it's one that we're all grateful for and one that we all want to repay.
Any strange rituals the morning of a big game, or anything you do differently? You're looking at me now as if I'm mad. Some people put on like a right sock first and then left sock, are you?
No, to be honest, I never have been acting like that. I've heard from loads of sports around the world of lads that do different things, but I suppose for me, I just go with the flow, and whatever happens happens. If like anything is possible on the day, like you could be, the bus could get stuck in traffic, or could be late or anything like that, but you just can't let that throw you. You just have to be prepared, and once you're ready to go, come the time the ball is thrown in, that's the most important thing.
I wish you the very best of luck, Noel.
Thanks very much, Valerie.
No.